Did you hear about the ATA Max Gathering? Let's check it out.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Sirs, ma'ams, instructors, students, masters of Songam Taekwondo, welcome back to the ATA Nation Podcast. Hope everything is going wonderfully for you guys as we wrap up the tournament season. This is episode number 86, and we're going to do a little review of the ATA Max Gathering. We've got two special guests on today to talk about their experience at the ATA Max Gathering that just happened. This is a first-time event, and I just thought it was a really great event that ATA put on. You know, Master Swalzy and Master Turner doing a great job with the ATA Max program. It is the perfect time for this program to really be something that we look at a little more and, encourage our students with because of the introduction of color belt weapons, gives them a little more outlet to be creative. And it's such a great way to teach leadership skills. So, let's get to our interviews.
Special guest interview.
ATA Nation, we are super excited to have with us Mr. Nolan the Ninja. How are you today, sir?
I am doing great, sir. How about you?
I am wonderful. It's so great to have you on the podcast. We've had you on before, but never like this virtually. I usually interview you in person. So I'm super excited we could hook up online.
Yes, sir. It's awesome.
So I wanted to get you on because we wanted to talk about the ATA Max Gathering. First time it's ever happened, and I heard you went. Is that true?
Yes, sir. I did go. It was so much fun.
So what was, you're an ATA Extreme, ATA Creative guy. I saw you might have just earned some state titles in that. Why did you want to go to this event?
Well, I wanted to level up my creative and extreme skills and take it to the next level. And I knew the ATA Max Gathering was going to do that because they had such a wide variety of things that they teach because they have so many different instructors. And Master Swalzy and Master Turner are so amazing at creative and extreme. And I knew that I'd be able to improve from that because it was just going to be so good.
Yeah, you get a bunch of the top guys together. Everybody's hanging out. What ended up being kind of maybe your favorite part of the ATA Max Gathering?
My favorite part was the night show battles that we did on Saturday live. And so like one person would come out and they would do some crazy weapons moves or flips. And then the other person would come out and they'd go back and forth and they would battle. And then the judges would decide who the winner is. And the energy was so awesome. It was hype. And they had they had music and all kinds of things. It was really awesome.
And weren't you the host of some of that on online? Didn't they have you do some hosting there?
Yes, sir. I introduced the battles, kind of the whole thing, like, hey, we're here at the ATA Max Gathering. Going to do some battles. It's going to be awesome. So, yeah, that was really cool.
Very cool. Very cool. What were some of the other things? So you guys got this cool battles that they did. What were some of the other events, other trainings that happened throughout that weekend?
Well, on Friday, we worked on a lot of different creative kicks and hand combos, and it was really neat. It opened a whole new world of all of these different kicks that you can do and tricking, and it was really cool for me. And we also worked on all of these different hand techniques that I had never seen before, and I could use in my forms, so it was really neat.
And did you go to the, I heard there was like a gymnastic session that they went to, like, yeah. I just saw a video of Chief Master Skiles throwing some cool moves. Yes. Did you go to that training?
Yes, we went to an open gym Saturday morning and worked on different flips and twists and tricking moves on the spring floor and into the pit. It was cool. I was able to work on a lot of different moves and flips, and I improved a lot.
That's awesome. Now, I think some people, this is the first time it happened, and I think some people might have been a little intimidated about signing up because they see these guys like, you know, Master Sawalzi, you know, some of the students that help train with the ATMX and just how amazing they are. I mean, you watch them and they're just like, you could see them on like America's Got Talent probably. And they're like, hey, I don't know if I am good enough to go to the ATMX gathering because I just, you know, I'm still working on my chop punch, that kind of thing. Is it still something that like someone who's newer at HA Extreme ATMX stuff should come and do? Could I learn something there?
Yes, sir. Like they had it for all different like skill levels. So, and we also had a few one-on-one sessions and things like that where everybody got a chance to work on stuff and improve at their level, not just somebody else's level.
Excellent. Well, I think that's a good thing to hear because I just know I think there are some people that would be interested in learning some more, but they're a little intimidated. So it's nice to hear that it was for all levels. Everybody enjoyed. How about the camaraderie? You get to hang out with friends and stuff during it, I'm sure.
Yes, it was great. It was a lot of fun. I got to see some of my friends from my ring and people that we get to see at tournaments all the time. So it was great. And there was also some new friends that I met, and We had some time to hang out together, and it made it a lot of fun.
That's great. Now I guess last, but certainly not least, you know, like Districts is coming up. You just took some of this stuff. Are you going to be leveling up a little bit of what you're getting ready to perform at Districts and Worlds with some of this material maybe?
Yes, sir. Adding some of those new tricking moves or hand moves and bo staff tricks and all kinds of things like
that. Nice. Well, people better watch out. No one's coming for those. He's got to have red leathers to match your red shoes, right?
Sir.
Well, sir, I am super excited that you were able to jump on with us today. I think this ATA Max Gathering is a really neat new event that ATA has got going on. Yes. And I just think we want to encourage people to check it out next time they have it.
Yes, sir. Definitely go because it's just so much fun. You learn so much and improve so much that it's definitely worth it.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to seeing you at World Championships and good luck at Districts as well.
Thank you, sir.
Special guest interview.
Hey, ATA Nation, we have with us today Ms. Libby Wilcox. How are you, ma'am?
How are you? I'm good. Thank you so much, sir.
Give us ATA Nation, a little introduction as to who you are, where you train, that kind of thing.
My name is Libby. I'm a first-degree black belt out in Las Vegas, Nevada. I train at Becco Martial Arts with Master Pino.
Excellent. Master Pino is doing some cool things
yes,
out there.
Is.
I know his school's really growing, so that's fantastic. So you went to the ATMX gathering. What did you think?
It was such a great experience, and I'm so excited for Master Turner and Master Swazi to have this access now. I mean, obviously the tricking battles were very exciting and cool to watch, so much talent there, but also the way they broke it down in terms of building combos and using your weapon and kind of like different tricks and tips to make your form stand out. It was just a weekend of so much knowledge and time and energy put into such an amazing thing.
Well, I think it's like you said, such a neat thing to see this come. I am assuming you've been involved in doing creative and extreme competition for a while. Is that true?
Well, to be honest, sir, this is my only second year competing, but I have a giant background in competitive gymnastics and cheerleading. Okay. So that's what drew me to the ATA side. And when they said, yes, you can, mm-hmm. you know, flip and trick and then, you know, add your martial arts moves, I was sold. sold on it.
Very cool. So one of the things that I think there were probably some people out there who were looking at the ATA Max and were like, the gathering and like, hey, this seems pretty cool, but I'm not good enough to go. I, they're going to have tricking battles and stuff, and I'm still working on chop punch, you know, and maybe a jump 360 or whatever. What would you say to those people out there that are like, hey, I'm really enjoying ATA Max, but I'm not sure I'm ready to go to an event like this?
So that the intimidation factor, especially for me, was huge, but I would just say come join us on the map, because once you're there, none of that played in. I mean, it was me and myself, two other moms. We called us the over 35 mafia. And, you know, we weren't doing the things that the younger kids were doing, but at the same time we were embraced. The instructors were amazing. They were able to level it up or keep it to your level, whatever you wanted, and have the opportunity to advance and work on stuff to make you better.
See, I love that. I was, as a respectful instructor, I wasn't going to ask you your age at all. But I think it's important for people to see that this isn't just for a bunch of teenagers. You know, obviously, one of the reasons years and years ago that the ATA Extreme program and stuff came out was because we were missing teenagers. You know, we're not holding on to that teenage group. And this is something that's really helped in that, but it's not just for them. It's for all kinds of people. So it was great to hear you're not the only one there that was not a teenager, right?
Correct. And that was the best part, is we had our own group and they split it out with through age brackets. But at the same time, you got to see, like, there are other people out there in ATA Nation, like, having kind of not the same struggles, but like, yeah, I need to help put in my form, or how do you do a cartwheel? Like, kind of like at this age, you know, like my back and hips and knees hurts now. Like, how do you tailor that? And it was just a great kind of collaboration. And, you know, Master Turner, Master Swazi, and his Pro Max team are some of the best individuals. They came, they helped, they worked. And what I liked about it, it wasn't just one answer for one question. They gave their view on it. So it's like, okay, maybe what he said, I understood, but what he said really, you know, broke it down for me. And then I incorporated, you know, what the other said. So it was really an expanded learning opportunity. And if you're nervous, just come, because it's just like competition. You got to do it once to try it, but everybody out there doing it is some of the best people.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure Master Turner and Master Swalzi are they're not the teenagers they were when they, you know, were competing like this. So they have more insight now also into how do we do this as we're teaching it to, more mature individuals, people throughout the full spectrum of competitors. So that's really cool. Did you... it sounds like you learned a ton, lots of information. We're getting ready for districts, worlds coming up. Are you taking this information and then applying it in as you get ready for the new season?
Oh, of course. And it was great, because they said, hey, you know, get your phones out, record this. And now it's just coming back and saying, how can I build this into my form? Or even as school owners, how can I build this into my max planners, or I have kids out there wanting to get into this, you know, let me build something for them. Give them a little taste, you know, show them. No, you don't have to do just the extreme. The creative side was really fun as well. And I learned a bunch about the creative part that I didn't know. You know, people sometimes dismiss one or the other because they kind of have that preconceived notion, but they broke it all down, even with the kicks, the spins, you know, and how to set yourself apart for the judges, which was also huge.
Yeah, that sounds great. I know for some people, I know for myself as an instructor, before the ATA Max program especially, and how well they're doing in breaking things down there, sometimes extreme and creative can be intimidating because it's creative, because I have to make it up. Like, I'm really good at song on forms because you tell me exactly what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to do it. So you have seen a benefit from this kind of training with these guys in helping you come up with a format, those kind
of
things?
Of course. One of my favorite part of the weekend was when they broke us out, we each went with an instructor and they created a form on the fly, which was so cool to watch their process. And then the last rotation we did, Chief Master Skiles came out and showed us a segment of his form, and the instructors had to put that part of Song Om into our new creative hands form. And it was very cool to see that, you know, you didn't have to do it the way it was obviously segmented. You can take parts, you can add a spin, you could level change, and having that kind of broken down, because I think sometimes we get, like you said, in our own head, be like, no, it really is just creating your own moves that fit you. And then having, you know, Master Turner or Mr. Walls come over and be like, hey, I really like that, but why don't you try this? Or, you know, why don't you try to go down on one knee now? You know, we learn sweeps and the up and down and kind of how to roll out of things to make it just flow. Things that you are so easy, but maybe you didn't think about.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like, you know, Legos. It makes me think of Legos a little bit. I am a guy who likes the directions for the Legos. I like to do exactly. And like, you give me a box of Legos and I'm like, what do I do with these if you don't give me directions? And it sounds like they're giving you a little bit of like, here's how to build just this little thing that you can connect to all these other little things.
Correct.
And make a form.
Yes. And then that's such a great analogy. So they have all these pre-built things. And maybe these two things don't go together for you, but this, and this, you know, seamlessly go. And now you have this, and all of a sudden you have this, and pretty soon your form's created. Or that's a new kick I didn't try. Or that's a kick I was doing, but didn't do it this way, and now it's a totally new trick. So, and that was the best part. It's like, because you don't know what you don't know. But being there, having them there, the access to them, it was phenomenal.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like it was a great event. You know, I'm sure next time they do it, it's just going to be even bigger because it sounds like a lot of good feedback from people, excitement with it. So I want to thank you for taking the time to tell us all about it. We look forward to the next one. Anything in closing for ATA Nation?
I don't think so. Good luck with the coming tournaments, districts, and worlds. And let's go to ATA Max Gathering number 2. And I want to see more adults next time.
Yes, ma'am. That is a great call to action. More adults out there.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but that sounded like an awesome camp that ATA hosted. Master Turner, Master Swalzy doing some amazing things with the ATA Max program. So definitely make sure you're checking that out. I know at World Championships they're releasing the Level 2 curriculum and doing some other awesome stuff. You can check it back at one of our past episodes about Worlds with Chief Master Skiles about that. So, you know, next time they offer this, guys, definitely going to want to check it out and see what you think. So that's going to wrap it up for us today. We got some other stuff coming up. But like I said earlier, as we head into the summer months, we get a little sporadic. A lot of times we take the whole month of June or July off just because of all the events with districts and world championships and trainings and all that kind of stuff. So until you hear from us next time, make sure you're out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
So guys, hope you are enjoying. I know we're not being as regular as usual, but just with the craziness of summertime, we want to just do some great episodes and maybe not hit every week the same way. But if you have something you'd like to hear about on the podcast, let us know. We'll talk soon. Later.